Yes, when you said that in your book, when you were like, they don't teach our parents, nobody gets a book on how to do it. Like, my parents had me when they were 18 and 19, and then I had my first kid when I was 18. Like, I barely knew how to drive a car when I had my first kid. Same with my parents, and how you say our children get different parents. They do. The kid at 18, like, she says it all the time. She's like, whose mom are you? Like, you know what I mean? Like, if I would have done that to you when I was little, you would have had a completely different reaction than the reaction you have to him. And it's like it's two maturity levels, it's growing, and it's sad for her. I feel bad. But at the same time, she wouldn't be on this earth if I didn't have her at 18 years old. So, you know, I think I did the best that I could. But
we all do.
Yeah.
You can only do what you know.
Yes.
And that's the responsibility piece of emotional mastery. It's my responsibility as an adult to put a plan in place and try and learn more.
Yeah.
I'll never learn it all, and even if I do, I won't be able to execute it all because I'm human and I'm limited, and it's okay.
Yeah.
I don't need to. And so I make amends whenever possible. I put a plan in place, I take ownership, put a plan in place, and people can watch my actions, and it's their own choice if they ever forgive me, but I can at least forgive myself because I'm doing the work. That's the way out of
that's
it.
That's deep. Like forgiving yourself.
Well, and
they
that's
can't,
an
they
action
may not
plan.
Be able to forgive you, but at least you can forgive yourself. Yeah.
And this is what trips people up, especially people with narcissist or toxic relationships. I can't forgive them and what they did to me. Mm. What that really means is turn that sentence around.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can't forgive me and what I did to them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like, that's what I had to realize. That's a tough pill to swallow, but that's the pill you have to swallow if you want to be free, because nobody gets in our life, I don't care how toxic they are, unless there was toxicity in our childhood and within us, and I got to confront that.
Yeah.
But that's that hurt little child.
Yes.
And that child needs forgiveness. What else? Anything else? Or have I emotionally worn you out?
I loved it. Yeah. Yes.
It's heavy stuff.
It is heavy stuff. It's heavy stuff, but it moves us in the right, like, I feel like this really moved me in the right direction. This week was really hard for me. I think a lot of us expressed that, like, this week was really hard. This week was really hard for me. And then I also want to victimize, too, because, like, you know, on Thursday, my husband had the NBA draft, and then yesterday, like, this other thing, and then I'm like, oh, me. You didn't pay enough attention to me. I haven't had enough conversation with you, but it's that same, like, but I was reading this, so I didn't come at him that way, and I handled it differently, and so it's been a really hard week. Even my husband noticed, he's like, are you okay? Like, that book really got you, and I'm like, yeah, I'm like, because I realized that, like, I my whole life, I've been the victim. My whole life, oh, poor Sierra, her mom is homeless. You know, poor Sierra, she's the poor little white girl, because my dad is Hispanic, my mom is white, and so it was just this whole thing, and I played into that role for almost 40 years.
It works. Our culture rewards the victim.
Yeah.
We're taught to play the victim. Mm-hmm. That's why cancel culture is blooming so amazingly.
Yeah.
Because everyone's claiming their own victim status.
Yes.
And now they're making everyone else responsible.
Prince Harry.
For whether they feel okay. And what's so fascinating is then they usually hold up science as we follow science. Well, the science of emotions, that's not even how it works. Every single one of us creates our own emotional reaction. No one ever makes us feel anything, ever. Whenever we have an emotion, whenever we have one of those feelings, we are reliving a moment we learned in childhood from our parents or the society and cultural definitions that either one taught us. And so the beauty of any sort of negative emotion from a so-called person, place, or thing is that's a window into our worst day cycle.
Yeah.
So I have trauma around this. Mm-hmm. What is it? It's not you. Thank you for being so blank, not calling me the right pronoun or mm-hmm. whatever it may be. Thank you for doing that. So now I can go deal with me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's the beauty of becoming an expert in denial and darkness, is every time I get upset, I learn, oh, yes. I get to figure out where I'm full of SH, you know
I
what?
I love that, yeah.
And now I get to deal with it. And so, you know, as I say, I love when my life goes to hell. Because then I know I'm getting the opportunity to reattach to my authentic self and repair it myself. And so I wonder what would happen if we started teaching that truth.
Yeah.
You know, like think of all political fights. Mm-hmm. Like now, you, the thing is I want to say one other thing. The reason you guys feel so down too is because we don't teach this, pardon me, everyone is stuck in the first three steps of grief. Do you guys know what the five stages are?
It's negotiation, denial, anger.
Shock and denial mm-hmm. is one. Anger.
Yeah.
Bargaining, mm-hmm. which is, you know, negotiation. Then comes sadness and depression.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And number five is acceptance.
Yeah.
So because we have a culture that promotes victimhood, that doesn't teach emotional mastery, people don't know about this. They just cycle between shock and denial. What is denial? We're blaming others. Mm-hmm. We're playing the victim.
Yeah.
And then we express that anger. What's anger? Fear, mm-hmm. right? Fear of rejection, inadequacy, or powerlessness. You know, they're cover emotions. Anger covers fear. Fear covers sadness. What's the sadness about? Our childhood that's never been dealt with. And what's number three? And then the third stage is bargaining. And this is where we manipulate ourselves and others to try and get you to fix these.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to deal with it. Because what am I trying to avoid?
Acceptance.
Number four, which is sadness and depression. Mm-hmm. The darkness. No one's taught us how to deal with the pain and move through the mourning of the lost childhood and the perfectly imperfect parents and our own perfect imperfections. But again, just like the sun, acceptance comes after darkness. And that's why it's that way. And so the more we become an expert in facing our denial, perfect imperfections, and how our parents were human and limited, and we all leave wounds in each other, and it's okay,
mm-hmm.
and it's something to celebrate, that then we can live in acceptance.
Yep.
But it's that avoidance of doing the work.
Yes.
That robs us.
Mm-hmm. So. I think that part, like, for me, when I was going through, like, in the beginning, I think I cried for months and months and months.
It's the morning.
Yeah, I mm-hmm. cried so much. I cried for everything. And even now, like, I'll, like, talk to, like, Tony, my boyfriend, and just yesterday, we were talking about whatever, and then he was crying, and then I was crying. He's like, why are you crying? I was like, I'm crying because it's just a lot of emotion, and I need to get it out. Like, we can cry together. It's okay to cry together.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like we don't validate those emotions because they make us weak, mm-hmm. but really, they make us stronger.
Yeah.
It's the only way to get strong, because it's just trapped.
Yeah.
You exercise that emotion through addiction, avoidance, bad toxic relationships, poor careers.
Yes.
You know, being afraid of the shower is going to go out. Like that, all of that is just trapped trauma.
Right.
But it gets expressed everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And so you may be, oh, I'm not a crier. I don't do that. Yes, you are. You're just crying inside.
Yeah, I don't, because mm-hmm. we weren't allowed to cry growing up.
Exactly.
Like, I wasn't allowed to cry about my mom. Like, if I was with my dad did not allow me to cry about my mom. And he'd be like, your mom's a piece of shit. Why are you crying about her? She don't care about you.
There's the author.
Why are you crying? Stop crying.
That's question number one. Could I express my thoughts, feeling? Yeah. And no, you can't have that feeling.
Yeah, no.